I'm going to need everybody's help today because this might be a little bit difficult, but I have some things to show you. Do you know what this is? It's a calendar. It helps us know what day it is because sometimes we forget, you know. Some days we go to school and go to work. Some days we go to church. Some days, you know, some days we have things that are hard that we have to do, like we have to go to the doctor maybe, and we might have to get a shot. And some days are happy days, like we have a birthday party. Those are fun, right? So this is a calendar. It helps us know. And this is for 2018, right? And here we are. Here's December. And this day here is Christmas. And now it's after Christmas. Here's today, the 29th. We only have a couple more days left, and then it'll be the next new year. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of things happened in 2018. Are you excited about the new year? Or are you worried maybe about what's going to happen in the new year? Yeah. You know, little babies don't have so many worries, right? Because all they have to do is eat and sleep and play. And their mom and dad take care of everything. But when we get a little bit older, then we start to have some worries. How old are you, Marguerite? You're two? Okay, you're two. Do you have any worries yet? Anything that you're worried about? No, no. Well, you know, sometimes kids get a little bit older, they get worried about school because they might have homework, or they might get worried about their friends, if their friends are going to be nice to them or be mean to them. Or they might get worried about the chores they have to do or the grades they're going to get. People get worried. What about mom or dad? Do they have any worries, you think? You don't think so? You don't think so? They might worry about their job, if they're going to have enough money, about taking care of their car so it doesn't break down, taking care of their kids, and cooking, and cleaning, and shoveling snow. They got all kinds of things they got to do. They might worry about those things. You know, when we have worries, what should we do? We should pray when we have worries. Because we have someone who has promised to always, always, always be with us and help us. And that's Jesus, right? Jesus promises to always be with us. But sometimes we have to wait. Can you wait? Is it hard for you to wait? Yeah, it's hard to wait and not give up. Well, here's a picture from the Bible story today. And here's the baby Jesus. And there's Mary and Joseph. And they went to the temple. And here's Simeon and Anna. Look, they're very old grandma and grandpa people. See, they've got white beard and white hair. They waited a long, long time to see God's promise. They were waiting for the baby Jesus to be born. They had to wait many, many years. But God kept his promise, and he let them see the baby Jesus. Oh, how happy they look. They look very happy. Do you think you could wait until you were really, really old? Sometimes we have to wait for God's promises. He promises to always be with us and always take care of us. Sometimes it's hard to wait. Now I'm going to share a Bible verse. And this is really for all of us. This is a promise to remember all of your life, to help you, to wait for God to help you and not give up. Okay? God says, "Listen to me. I created you. I made you. And I have cared for you since before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime until your hair turns white with age. I made you. I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. That verse is from Isaiah 46. If you older people want to write it down, Isaiah 46. Thank you for coming up and helping us.